This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor calling Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. He's in California on the scene of stages presenting music acts all weekend at a festival known as Beach Life. It's returned in full glory after several years of pandemic troubles. I spoke with Jeff several days ago and I accused him of photoshopping the sunlight. He said, no, that's California. Jeff, your conversations this weekend support the fact that Los Angeles is celebrating by the beach. How have the music been? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's been a fantastic weekend. I mean, you couldn't ask more from the weather because it's been perfect. It's warm, not too hot. The crowd's been pretty large, probably 40, 50,000 for my estimate, and the nice breezes. You know, the harbor is right there on the back of the stages, and the music's been great, and they have celebrity chefs. It's kind of one of the things you see a lot with festivals these days, music festivals. It's kind of an all-encompassing experience, but they've had artists who are just kind of starting out, getting their first shots at being live before the public, certainly in this number of people in an audience, and then you have established acts like, you know, John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival, or Black Keys of multi-Grammy winners, and a whole host of other acts, and it's just been really a fantastic weekend. It's certainly a great weekend for Redondo Beach, which hosts the festival, and it's been a great weekend for Southern California. It's brought a lot of people. I've spoken with people from Canada, people from across the United States who came here for this. It's a big draw, and it seems it gets better every year.
Redondo Beach, you tell me, is in a Beach Boys song, correct? Do I remember that correctly?
That's right, Surfing USA. You have that whole line there about Redondo Beach, L.A. So that's a place they called out. It's been a big surfing spot for decades.
And the marina around you, I saw in the photograph, there are lots and lots of, what, power boats? I couldn't tell whether there were sailing boats in there as well.
There are sailing boats and power boats. You know, I'd say hundreds, if not several thousand. It's a pretty big marina, King Harbor. And, of course, there are condos that line it and palm trees everywhere. But yeah, I'm looking out right now at several rows of docks, and there's probably, you know, 400 or 500 boats, and it's a good mix of sailboats and power boats.
Now, you are the director of photography of Cali Magazine. So what you're going to give us is pictures of people having fun in the sunshine in California listening to music. Is that it, Jeff?
I have been taking those photos because, you know, these big festivals are an event. A lot of people get dressed up. There's a whole clothing industry sector that's devoted to clothing people for these festivals. They get dressed up in really wild outfits. But, people are here. They're having a good time. It's different from a lot of other music festivals that I've covered. The whole talk about there being a vibe and it being very mellow, I think it helps being right next to the water here, right next to the beach. But people are very calm, even though the other night with the Black Keys, I think there were 40, 50,000 people jammed shoulder to shoulder. I didn't see a single incident, didn't hear about any of them reported at all.
And the overall understanding is that these live music events are necessary because the recorded music industry has changed profoundly, right? With social media and the internet, you no longer have the record sales that supported pop music in the 20th century.
Absolutely. And I've spoken with established music artists who have been on the scene for 30, 40, 50 years, and, you know, they're just trying to stay ahead of everything that, you know, the streaming services, the social media, and they're having a hard time because the only way they can really make money these days are the big tours and the merchandise they sell, those types of things. I spoke with a young upcoming group from Nashville yesterday called the Foxes, and, you know, they've had to deal with that too. They're a little more agile because they've grown up with it, they're a younger group, but still they're having to deal with how do we get out there if TikTok is breaking all the new music and we're not on it? How do we get out there if there's a new social media platform that's still on its way? So that, you know, it's a changing industry. It's always been, it's been changing since day one, but it's at a point now where a lot of artists are saying, I don't know if I can make a living at it anymore.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, Redondo Beach. Beach Life is the festival. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.